Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. This is Bishop Blewett with my family, my wife, my two daughters, Ozzy and Vanessa. I think we called it Blog Talk Radio, and we called it the Royal Blues. Oh, I got it right this time. The Royal Blues on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. First of all, I want to thank God for this moment. Thank God for waking us up this morning. Thank God for getting us on our way. Some of us were slow to get going, but we got going. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I ain't had to worry, but I ain't going to say who that was, but they finally got out the house. And Lord, I thank you for all that to this present moment. I want to thank also
Elder Oliver.
I got a brain for him, so I'm working on the side too. Elder Oliver for providing a platform of Chaos Blog Talk Radio. He's been doing it for many, as he does it for us, providing that platform. And I want to thank you, sir, for it. May God continue to bless you, keep you, keep you encouraged, keep you strong, and keep you on the way that he has for you in your walk. And may God give you an even bigger platform in time to come. So with that said, I'm not going to be on tonight. I'm working right now in the background, and I need to give him my undivided attention. But, Lord, I do say thank you. And I'm sure that my wife and my two daughters are not going to embarrass you, Lord. So give them strength to carry on in a Blewett manner. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thought he was going to put in his prayer, except for my wife. But God is good. On tonight, we will be talking about our week, for I had a trying week. Oh, my goodness. We had talked to, do anybody know the topic last week? Anybody remember the topic from last week?
Love. It was like consistent love.
And your dad, before he got off the phone, what did he say? You remember?
We're going to
be tried.
Everybody was going to be tested. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't say everybody. He said, but we will be tested.
What?
We were going to be tested. I'm going upstairs. We're going to be tested. And it wasn't even a minute. When I got off the phone, that I was tried, but I thank God, because I talked about last week how God, when things happen to me, I'm not looking at the other person. It's God showing me what I need to work on. So I just thank God. I just thank God for, just showing me myself in situations, and we just have to just be mindful at all times. Be mindful at all times. We can't make up excuses. Like my kids always say, I think somebody, well, this is how I am. No. No. If that's how you are, you're going to stay. If it's in a negative way, and you don't acknowledge that something is wrong with you being that way, you're going to stay that way, and you're going to keep running into the same thing over and over. My hand is up. Certain areas in my life, I can't use that excuse. That's how I am. This is how I am. I can't use that. That's how I was raised. It's nothing the way I was, and this is another thing. Just because you was raised that way, maybe that's all you knew then. But once you come into the knowledge of Christ and his doing and how things should be done his way, that's the way. That's the way. And I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still willing to grow. still willing to grow. I'm still willing to, I'm still acknowledging where I fell short. Because I wouldn't say I fell so short this week, but I did fall short. Not on last week, Thursday night, but this week, Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday. Yeah, it was Tuesday. And that's why we have to stay prayed up. We have to stay fast up. We have to just, you know, quote and memorize scriptures. Get the scriptures in our heart. Not just memorize them, but get them in our heart. So when things come up, we can quote the scriptures as they come up. Now, it could have been worse. Yes, it could have been worse. But it wasn't. And I thank God that it wasn't worse. But because I didn't go a certain way in both situations that I was tempted in this week, my health was challenged on the day. And I'm going to tell you, these attacks are not, it's a trying of my faith. That's the way I'm looking at it. Things happen to me to see what's in me and what's going to come out when I'm tested. And that's for anybody to look at it as, you know, in a positive way. It's not about the other person. It's about your growth. Okay? It's about your growth. It's not about nobody else. It's about your growth. Yes, the person even could have been wrong, which did both situations, you know, it wasn't my fault. But that don't mean, just like my daughter keep getting in car accidents. None of it was her fault. But guess what? She going to get penalized. She have to pay more on her insurance, regardless if it's your fault or not. So we're still going to have to pay, even if it wasn't our fault, because of it. Could I have avoided? Could I have avoided the things, you know, that transpired? And if I couldn't, do I have to react to a negative situation that's going on? We don't always have to react. I don't always have to say something. The situation went up all the way up until midnight. Tell you, when God deals with me, he deals with me. About my delivery, about how I say things, about, you know, should I say it? Some things don't need to be said. And Vanessa checked me on that last night. Mama, did you really have to say it? Yes, I did really have to say it. Yes, I had to say that. But did I really? Anybody want to chime in anytime? Vanessa, Ashley, Tink?
You can finish. I'll go after you.
Okay. So, I mean, it just went on, and I just had to really reflect on today. And I was telling a story about what happened on Tuesday afternoon with one of an employee of one of my colleagues. And as I was telling the story, I teared up. And I teared up because God is so good. He keeps giving us chance after chance after chance after chance to get it right. Just get it right. We're going to be tested every day on something, regardless if it's just, you know, one of the kids not cleaning up their mess, you know, and they know, you know, you told them 50,000 times, clean up your mess. We don't have to, you know, get upset about it. How many times? And we have to remember, how we were as a child. And a lot of times we forget. A lot of times, even if you see somebody in sin, we are so quick to judge and point fingers, but we forgot how much you used to do and the things that you used to do. We have to be. We can't be so quick to point fingers. We can't. Did the other person have a legitimate reason why? No. It was just excuses after excuses, and I cannot stand people to make excuses for, you know, some things that's not done or. But you critiquing me on what I'm not doing, but you're not doing it. That's just like telling your child, don't do as I do as I say. You know, you can't do that. You have to be an example, especially if you're going to point fingers at somebody that you feel is doing something wrong or not doing it as quick as you thought it should be. Okay, everybody's not us. Everybody's not you. Everybody's not wasn't raised the same way. We have to just, you know, love people where they are. And we need to come up, excuse me, instead of trying to bring everybody else up, you know, we need to come up. And that's what God has me. I need to come up, you know, and live by his standards, not people's standards. Okay? Vanessa or Asha? Anytime.
Asha, you want to go?
My week, it was testing, but in a different direction. It was different for me. Me, I can honestly say my life, the script on the other side is a test. Like, my whole life is a test, honestly. But it was different. It's going different this week because it might sound, okay, for the people that have dark humor, it's been going really swell. It's been going really good for me. I'm not saying that every week is bad. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying things happen to me every single day, every day, as for everybody else, but I'm just saying from my point of view. Everybody can speak for themselves, but from my eyes, I go through a lot, every single day. But with me obeying God more in the areas of I need to do less in the areas I need to do more in, I flip those and my rewards have been so beautiful, and it's nothing materialistic. It's answered prayers of times where I've cried, and I'm praying about my feelings. I can say I've had a situation with someone, right? And they meant a lot to me, to where I would sometimes put them before God. I can't admit that. And God had to slowly move them out of my life. And I haven't fully, I've moved on because of the person that I am. Like I said, I go through a lot to where I literally go through it and I keep going with the bag still on my back, you know. So I didn't fully heal from that yet, but I saw the situation, it ended. I made my peace with the person, everything, but I'm still, you know, I'm still carrying that book bag. I'm just giving an example of how my week went. And I see the license plate. It was so Kairos. I was listening to this gospel music. It was, and I had that feeling of that person, that situation, that era, that smell, that room, everything. I saw that license plate. It was that person's Instagram name. I'm just like, okay, we were almost there to where we were going, and the person went another way and to the left. And with that specific person, they told me one day that you're going to make a decision with your left and your right hand. The left is not so good. Your right is your righteous. They didn't go my way. God was confirming you're going the right
That's
way.
Good.
With what they said out of their mouth, you know what I'm saying? That was just one thing that God did for me this week, just confirmation
Amen.
and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to talk
Amen.
For the whole week, it would be 8 o'clock, so... Yeah.
No.
You can tag team.
Yeah,
if you
want to.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, I'll go. I just have one thing I wanted to, well, right now is one thing. I might think of something else. At first I thought I didn't have nothing. But, so how do I want to start this? I learned something this week about myself. Maybe somebody else needs to hear it. I don't know. But, I'm a person, I think I finally acknowledge the fact that, well, people around me tell me that I'm scared to actually blossom and be successful, but I can't really grasp that because it makes me feel like, I don't know, like, I don't like the sound. I don't know, I don't like, it's not like a, it just sounds, I don't know the word for it, but I don't like how it sounds when people say that. So I just never really digested it. But somebody was able to help me break down the reason. And how do I explain it? Basically, you know how if you win at a level, okay, let's say like we have levels in life, and you can continue to win at the same level because it makes you feel good, if that makes sense. Like let's say I'm really good at, like, this test that I have, I've been on the same test passing it for the last 2 years, but it feels so good to pass it because I feel it gives me some type of validation. It gives me some type of identity. It makes me feel good about myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you keep passing the same level, good job, yay, but you're not learning anything new. You're just getting the accolades from people, pats on the back from people, claps from other people, but you know within you that you're not moving at your fullest potential. You're just doing the same level over and over and over again. You're not growing.
Mm-hmm.
And how that person was telling me how I'm fearful, not fearful, kind of fearful to see God's hand in something. And with that being said, it's like you have to really step out on faith to see God's hand. I'd rather be in comfort and keep seeing just God already moved in that situation. God operates. Like, it made me ask myself, sorry, y'all, I'm working it through out loud to myself, but, like, what I had to ask myself, is God even operating in, I don't want to use the word frequency, it may rub people, the wrong, like, frequencies is science, but it's still real. But, like, is God operating in that space that you're in, or is that just you? You know, is God even right there, or is that just you doing that? You know, like, if God is on the in the place where purpose is, where it's going to take some faith, where it takes a push,
is that a question?
Takes a move. I had to ask myself, what? Is God even operating in the place that I'm in? Yeah, I had to ask myself that. Is God even where is God even operating where you're at right now, or is that you? Is it taking you any faith right here in the season that you're in, or is that just you? Is it taking you to see God's hand and really trust him, or is that just you? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, like let's say I'm trying to think of an example. I don't want to speak too soon on my own example for my life, but I mean, I kind of want to, but okay, I kind of don't. If I feel not to, I'm not going to. But I'm trying to think of an example. You know, like how it don't take it. Like you have a little garden bed versus a big. Okay, how people say God has all of this. You're looking at a shack, but God has mansions for you. It's so easy to obtain that shack, and you're making it seem like it takes so much faith. You know it doesn't. That's so easy to obtain. That's just you. You don't want to step out into that mansion. You don't want to step out into the more of what God can do because that takes faith. You know, it scares you to step out into the fullness of what God can do in places that really take that faith. And to really have to be like, oh, like the places that's like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. I don't like stepping in those areas. Oh, I don't know if I can, if I'm ready for that. I don't like stepping in those areas. I'd rather stay comfortable right where I'm at because it makes me feel good. if that makes sense, versus having to.
But that's the beauty of it.
Right. Right. That's what I'm learning this week is that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You can't. That's the beauty of it. That's what faith is.
Right.
Okay. That's the beauty of obtaining and grasping something that you couldn't do on your own.
Right.
That's the beauty of it.
Right.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. I'd rather stay in the places that I can do on my own. Like, you know, like there's something that you can do on your own and makes you feel good. But it's like, Vanessa, you done already passed that level over and over and over. You know what I'm saying? Move on. Move into a new space where you really have to trust God again. You know, I know you had to trust God in that season. And I know, like you know, probably a year ago, for where you're at right now, it took you a minute to get there for sure, but you got it now. Move on to your next season. Move on to your next level. Move on into a new space where God can bless you again. Stop holding on. Say, like, those blessings that you obtained, those things that you, and I'm not even talking materialistic, the knowledge that you learned, you know what I'm saying, the things that you've experienced, all of those is great. Don't let them go. But move on to something new. You get what I'm saying? And only I would know that. So it's like, well, except if somebody else is just paying attention like this person was. But, like, but it feels good. It feels good to get those like, you know what I'm saying? Not, I don't want to say valid. I just use the word validation. Like, it makes yourself feel validated. But it's like, okay, move into a new space where you can see God's hand in. And I say the word success because, as you keep moving, like, you can't, in order to be, okay, being scared, I won't say I'm scared of success. I'll say I'm afraid to really move at my potential. I'm scared to actually move in purpose, like my fullest purpose, my fullest potential, because it takes faith to get there. And I'd rather stay in a place where it's like I'm afraid to go into spaces where it's like, God, I need you. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like it also stems from, you know, like, I don't want to go here, but, you know, going back into a space of God, I need you. I just don't want to go backwards on the last time I really needed God and I almost lost my fight with myself, you know, or I don't want to cry. But, like, you know, like having to go back into a space of, like, God, I really need you to make it through. I really need you. Like, I'm really going to have to see your hand in this to know. You know what I'm saying, that I can make it, or that you got me. I can get through this, because the last time I was in this space, you know, I almost lost my battle with myself. So it's like having this, like, I've conquered that level, though. Like, Vanessa, okay, like, you no longer are, you know, fighting depression anymore. You're no longer in that space. You know, you no longer, you are now blossoming into that woman of God that God has called you to be. You've birthed that business. You birthed that ministry. Ventbreak is doing well. You know, you know what I'm saying? This level is complete. You're good. You passed it. You know what I'm saying? Your mental health is stable. It's been stable for a year plus, 2 years plus. You're good. Let's move into your next season. You know what I'm saying? But I know that what it feels like to really need God. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I move on, I'm brand new. I'm a baby at this new season again. I'm fresh at this new season again. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just that fear of having to move back into a place of fear in a way of like, God, I need you. You know, God, I really need you to get through. But, you know, I have to use what I've learned in order to be, you don't let go of what you've learned. You don't let go of what you experienced. The same way, you know what I'm saying, you've been in your Bible. You've been in your word. You know, you made good friends in Christ. You know, you use everything that you obtain and you take it with you so that I'll never find myself back down in a place of I don't know what to do. No, I know what to do. Open that word. I know what to do. Read that Bible verse. I know what to do when I get weary now. I know what to do when I feel down. Like, you now know what to do. So you should be, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't just keep growing in Christ to still remain babies. No, I know this word. I know who God is. I have that relationship. Take all of that with you. Don't allow fear. The enemy, that's all he got to do is put fear in us, and it stops us from so much that God has for us. And that's what I can't allow him to do, because as long as I stay right here, he won. You know what I'm saying? As long as I stay right where I'm at, he won. I'll never be able to touch what God really has for me. I'll stay in comfort the whole rest of my life if I never step out again. You know what I mean? If I never push past that limit again, if I never, you know, go into a place where I'm going to need God again. he's good. Like, he won. You know how many other people God has for me to touch? Like, Vanessa, okay, you're touching the same people right here. You know, like, you're touching the same lives right here. I have so much. You had a prophecy over your life. You know, you are going to touch people in other nations. I need you to step out, though. You know what I'm saying? I need, in order to fulfill your purpose, I'm going to need you to give me your hand. I'm going to need you to need me again. So that's what I learned this week is, like, Vanessa, you actually are fearful of really walking in your purpose for real. And you feel validated. You feel good because I'm touching people. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Yeah, but it's just those people, you know? It's just those, which is still good. You're still touching those people, cool. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. But God has so much more in store for you. You know what I'm saying? Have faith. Stop allowing fear to keep you bound from what God has for you. Yes, it's going to take faith. Duh. Like, duh. It's going to take you being like God. It's going to be some days where it's like, Lord, I don't know, but that's why he placed certain people in my life. Even right now, I've been calling my, I don't know about this. You see, I don't know about that. My mama, you know what I'm saying? No. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take work, but you got it. It's going to take work, but that don't mean that you can't get it done. It's going to take work, but that, you know what I'm saying? It was one morning I got fed up with what she was saying. I said, I'm going to call you later. I hung up. She called me right back. She called me right back and was like, and another thing. And she told me something else. So I'm like, Mom, just said I'll call you back. Like, I'm getting irritated. I'm getting fed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody, like, I said that to say that, like, God gives you what you need when you need it also. So, like, me being fearful, it's like, no, God's going to continue to take care of me. So I guess it's also just to say, like, if there's anybody, you know, that is fearful of, like, you know, you have a calling on your life. You know you're anointed. You know you're different. Your whole life you felt different. Your whole life you felt like, you know what I'm saying, why can't I do certain things? Why every time I do this, I get caught? Everybody else can do it. Why every time, you know what I'm saying, blah, 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 you just always stood out. You know that you have a calling on your life. You feel anointed. You just know things without even having the knowledge. You have wisdom. You know, whatever it is. You know you are gifted. How did I know how to play that guitar like that? I ain't never took no lessons. Whatever it is, you know you're gifted and anointed. It's going to take faith to get to whatever God has for you. You have to have faith. You have to have faith. You have to. And that's what I'm learning is, like, Vanessa, wherever, if you just want to just stay right here, you just go stay right here. But if you really want to touch what God has for you and not allow fear and the enemy to get into your head, you got to trust God in it again. Yes, I know what happened the last. I know where you were at the last time you had to trust God. I know, but don't allow the enemy to use your past to keep you bound. Don't allow him to use your testimony to keep you bound. All of this is a part of your story. Don't allow the enemy to be able to say, you know what I'm saying, put little nuggets in your ear to keep you from your purpose. You know, God has so much more in store for you. And, you know, listen to that calling. Listen to that anointing. Listen to whatever, you know, if it takes, you know what I'm saying, if and that's what I'm learning, too, is why not step out on this? How is it that I have, just be faithful and try, just try your best to, to have faith, you know what I'm saying, through the season that God has you in so that you can actually touch what's yours and don't let the enemy win. So that's what I'm learning, is to walk in my purpose.
I'm going to read this scripture to tie into what you're saying. It's Mark 9. 23 and 24. We always stop at 23. Jesus said unto them, if thou couldest believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. We always stop there. Right? And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thy my unbelief. So just ask God. We have faith. Okay, we believe, but asking to help the things that you don't believe. We believe he can do it, but can he do it for me?
Right.
And a lot of times, say it again.
I said right. I was agreeing.
And a lot of times we don't feel like we're worthy of a blessing. I know he can do it, but am I worthy of the blessing that, you know, that I desire? Yes, we are worthy.
You know why we're worthy? Because we've helped so many and pushed so many to get to where they are and to where they're going. Okay? We see so many and help so many excel and do their businesses, their
That's
lives.
That's the thing. That's the thing is I don't want to disagree with you. But that's another thing I'm learning is that works isn't what makes me worthy. Like, it's the fact that I have, that's what God is more, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not that, like, oh, I did this, I did that, I did this. It's simply the fact that if you believe, you can have faith the size of a mustard seed. If you tell this mountain to move, it will move. Like, it's the fact that you have faith.
Right, but I'm just saying, we could have, I'm not saying,
I don't know. I guess it's
because
the worthy word. I'm not worthy. That's where grace come in. Like, I don't know.
But what I'm saying, I said that to say we can see everybody else blessed.
Mm-hmm.
We can see everybody else doing whatever, whatever, and help them get there.
Right, but
okay,
I don't have that same, like, push inside of me how I could push the next person and do for
right.
the next
We're
person, but I can't apply that to myself.
Exactly, and that's the only
yeah.
thing I'm saying. So we're not worthy of nothing. We're not worthy of nothing. I'm just saying we've helped so many get to where they are. They're worthy of what they're getting. Why we have to feel like we can't accomplish what we help other people accomplish, whether it be marriage, kids. Helping them with their kids, helping them with home, whatever. We have to stop. That's the humble side of us, I think, and it's not even the churchy side because I hadn't been raised in the church, so it didn't come from church. It's just us being humble. That's our humble side. But this season, I don't know how long it's going to last, but he's showing us. He's been showing us since this pandemic. He's been pouring out. And we just have to trust God for everything. Listen to the blessings that he's showed us what to do and how to do it. And putting people in our lives like God put us in other people's lives. Now he's putting people in our lives to help us get to the next level, how we help others, whether it be spiritually, mentally, physically, whatever. God is putting people in our lives to help us get, even Mother Edith today. She didn't know what was going on with my health. She didn't know what was going on. And I called both of you guys on the phone. I think, Vanessa, you didn't answer, but I called Asha. The first thing she said, I hadn't talked to her in weeks. What's going on with you today? God laid you on my heart to call you and tell you everything is going to be, everything that you desire, everything that you put your hands to, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Did she not, Asha? Baby, when I tell you, God will put people in your life like her, then somebody else called me. Who else called me out of the blue? And we just started talking. This is what I'm saying. We have allowed people to come in our lives like we came into other people's lives to push it. Even Maria. That's what I was saying. God had her to move all the way from Texas here. Why? Why? In our lives. To take us to the next level. We have to. Just like I found your church by accident. Accident, right. Wasn't even, you know, when God told me to move.
No,
from,
that story is from, still crazy.
This is what I'm saying. That's how he works. And I couldn't even make that story up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That story still is crazy. Now, I want to tell it real quick. Just real quick, y'all. So, I was going to this church, Truth Chapel in Loganville, y'all, if y'all want to come. But I was going to this church for probably 5-6 months. And I was telling my mom, you know, I love this church. I love this church. I don't think I ever really shared the name or whatever. I just said, I love the new church I'm going to. So it was one day, well, I guess you could tell your part of how you found it.
Go ahead.
So it was one day she called me, and she said, you know, I had prayed before I, like, got on my phone of God, you know, show me a church, send me a church or whatever. No, first she called me, and she was like, you know, I'm going to go visit this church on Sunday. I'm like, oh, what's the name of it?
Oh, before we get to that point, I had been in a church for, what, maybe 10 years? I was in a particular church for 10 years, and everybody else had left in my family. God didn't tell me to move. I'm not moving nowhere because everybody else left or whatever reason, you know, whatever. I'm not going to go into all of that, but I'm just going to say this. God didn't tell me to leave the church yet, okay? So I sat there for maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years, and God didn't tell me to move. This is after, you know, everybody left. I think the kids was coming back, you know, every now and then. No, it was about a year when everybody really left. And God hadn't released me yet. He said, nope, I did not. So things have to happen in your life sometimes. Okay, I'm not going to say all the time, but we can't move in ways because everybody else is moving that way. You see what I'm saying? God has everything strategically lined up for you. We cannot abort his plan by moving because somebody else is moving a certain way or want to do this or want to do that. We can't move like that. Regardless, and it was very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. God said, no, do not move. So I stayed and I stayed. And then one day in December, the middle of December, that's when, go ahead. You go ahead, finish it.
Okay. So my mom called me and she was like, you know, I'm going to go visit this church on Sunday or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, what's the name of it? She was like, Truth Chapel. I said, Mommy, that's the church that I've been going to. Like, what? How did you find them? Like, you going because I was going. She's like, no, I didn't even know that was the name of where you've been going. She was like, I prayed over my phone. She's so spiritual. She loved God.
Yeah,
so, like,
what
I prayed over my phone.
But this is what happened. But me and Asha, I was at work, and I was just scrolling through my phone. They had put me on to the blog talk thing, not the blog talk. What is the thing? The internet thing that you guys maybe put
Facebook,
on Instagram. So they gave that's when they made our the Royal Blues Instagram. They made the Instagram. So I was just scrolling through the thing at work. And I ran across this, but it was on somebody else's site. So I didn't know how to find it because it was on somebody else's site. Somebody else had, tagged it and put it on their thing. So their information is not on there. So I asked Vanessa, I asked Asha, how can I find this church? I really want to go to this church. She said, oh, it might be in Michigan or somewhere else out of town. And I said, click on it anyway. I really want to go to this church. So when she clicked on it, she, like, dropped the phone. She was like, Mama, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? She said, it's right in Loganville. I said, stop lying. She said, no. And that's when I called Vanessa. Anyway, go ahead, Vanessa.
But yeah, she called and I was just like, as I said, she was like, oh, I'm going to this, you know, I want to go to this new church. That's what she said. It's in Loganville. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you know, I'm in my head like, oh, mine is in Loganville too. I'm like, okay. But you know, I'm not thinking that you about to come to my church. So like, she said it was called True Chapel. So I'm like, that's crazy. That's the church I've been going to. I'm like, how did you find it? That's what she told me, that like, the story of how she was praying, like, you know, God, show me a church or whatever, lead me to a church, and then she found True Chapel. And, yeah, so it's just crazy of how, like you were saying, like, God is strategic.
He is very strategic.
On-point God, and he is that same, the same way I see his hand in other things in my life. He doesn't change. This is the same God. He's consistent. You know what I'm saying? His love is consistent. Who he is consistent. How he operates inconsistent. So it's like, you know, having to have that faith that he's going to continue to provide, continue to take care. We're going to continue to see his hand. You know, things like that are not just coincidental or like, you know, like I got to think back on those moments of when people ask me, how do you know God is real? Baby, experience. Like, you know what I'm saying? We can all get into, you know,
I'm glad you asked.
Pins and needles of stuff or whatever. But, you know, how do I know the God I believe in, the one and only God, G-O-G, how I know he's real, baby? I've seen it. I've seen his hand in situations in my life. It's experiences that I've had that there's no way. There's no coincidence in the world that could put that together. You know what I mean? Like, out of all the churches, you end up at the church I've been going to and that I love, literally. I've been telling you about not knowing that you're about to be there too, you know? So, yeah, but just that ties into what we're saying of like, you know what I'm saying? Even when you say, Lord, you know how you said Mark 9 and Lord help my unbelief, he'll send situations like that, you know, to show you I'm here. He will help you. That was the first time I even encountered God when my mom told me, like, I told her straight up, like, how we even know this God is real? I remember I went to my old pastor. I went in his office, sat in his office, and asked him, how do you believe in what you preach? How do you know what you preach is real? Like, girl, why did you ask the pastor that? Like, I literally said, I got to meet with you. I got a question. He made time for little old me, and I'm like, how do you know what you preaching is real? That is so bold. And he was just like, he said, honestly, I don't, but I have faith that it is. You know, nobody knows. Nobody died yet. But the faith and what I've experienced, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know for myself that it's real. And then me telling my mom, you know, the same thing. Like, how do I know this is real? She was like, just pray and ask him to show you. Like, God, I don't know if I could, you know, I don't know what to believe. I feel like this. I feel like that. Show me who you are. He showed me. So, like, the fact, you know, that God is the same God today in all of our lives. How, you know, that faith will push us through and get us to where, you know, that fullness of who God created us to be. Because, yeah, we can be a good person. We can be doing great or whatever. But are you walking in the fullness of who God created you to be? What's been pushing me lately for, like, the past few months is, I don't know why I heard this or is this a cliche? I don't know. But, like, people say, like, do you want to die and God show you? You could have had all of this. This was all that was yours to touch. This is the life I had for you. These are the people I had for you to touch that you didn't get to. These were the things that I had, you know, the goal. Remember the plans that I put in your heart? Remember the anointing I put on your life? I had all of this. If you really walked in your purpose, I want to touch everything I have. I want to walk in that fullness of who God created me to be. So, you know, just wanted to encourage somebody today that faith is required. And that, you know, even down to, like, you know, how God is gracious, God is a good God, you know, God is consistent on who he is. No matter what you've been through, no matter how you were in your past, no matter this or that or how the enemy could try to use my past against me, I don't care about none of that. The faith that I have today is what's going to get me through. You know what I'm saying? The faith that I have today is going to leave me untouched. You know what I'm saying? That we have to remember, these stories in the Bible are not just for fun. You know what I'm saying? God will be that fourth person in the fire for us. You know, God will be there where we leave untouched, not real. You get what I'm saying? God is, this is a living word that we read, and we have to have faith. I'm really talking to myself right now, child. But, like, we have to have faith that God is going to carry us through to the promise. You know what I'm saying? The land of milk and honey, the land of the promised land we can obtain. You know what I'm saying? And the people that we're supposed to touch, we can touch. We have to continue to have that faith to push us through, even when it gets hard. That's what faith is. You know what I'm saying? Even when it gets hard, not just when everything is good, can you still have that faith even when you can't see? Even when you don't know where the next step is at, can you still take it because you trust the God, you know, that will provide? You trust the God that will have your hand. You trust the God that will, you know, give supply all your needs. You get what I'm saying? So...
Amen.
You want to say your other thing? We have, like, what, 15 minutes?
Yeah, but quick. So good. A lot of what y'all said ties into this. Knowing me, I'm 20. I should have been I should be race car driving right now. But I haven't been behind a wheel. Like I mean, I'll drive every now and then, but I should be owning a car. I should have been had a car since I was like 15, 16, on and off, you know what I'm saying? It's not the fear of driving, it's just the fear of nothing going right. Because nothing has gone right with the car before. But this week, I think it was yesterday, I believe, I was walking outside of my job with my coworker, and it's just crazy. It was him that started this whole thing. He's so humble. This is the most humblest man that I know. We was talking about we just joke around about our life and situations and stuff. Work is really our outlet. And we were just saying how we don't have cars and how my mom, she does transportation for us, and we'd be in the car, we'd be high and stuff like this, blah, blah, blah. I was like, when I get my car, I'm going to be dropping you off at home so you don't have to ride around with pickups and stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then outside of the facility, my brother, he parked his, it's a black Impala. He parks his car there. He barely uses, like, he doesn't use that car. He has a truck back at the house. And we were just looking at it. I was like, shut on the phone. You guys are downstairs. Sorry. So, where was I at? I'm sorry, y'all. Destiny distraction. Where was I at?
The car. Your brother's car. He parked his car.
Okay. Huh? What's this? He was like, my coworker. He was just like, "Why don't you ask your brother for the car?" I was like, "Okay, all right." Me, I hate asking for things. I don't know why. It's just, I don't know. I don't like having my hand out. Very, on a humble note, though. I don't know. But so it was like, okay, I'll try. You know, close mouth, don't get fed. So I text my brother. I'm like, hey, how much would you sell your car for? Da-da-da-da. Text back. He come out. He say, for free. You got to get your license first. I was like, hey, it's me.
Oh, yeah.
And that's another thing. That's another big thing with me. I'm about to tear up. Ooh. That's the biggest thing, really, is the payment for the car because, you know, I've asked my dad, can I have your Mercedes that you haven't touched in years in your driveway? No. Whatever. I can't have it in me to ask my parents, can you get me a car? I'll play around and say it, you know, can you get me a car? Blah, blah, blah. Every once in a blue moon, really serious, but like playing around with it. But, you know, I don't, can you help me pay for it? Nothing for it to be free right now. It's just,
mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say unbelievable because that's what God wants me to get up out of by this happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the fact that it's a black Impala, and I love this one song that mentions a black Impala. It's just.
I'm messing with you. Keep on with your story.
Humbleness is not always a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially over, like being overly humble. It can be a bad thing for the person, though, that's doing it to themselves, which was me. I could have had this a lot sooner if I didn't have my faith if I didn't have the open mouth to have the conversation with another humble person.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact that it was just all right here, I just had to learn a couple lessons and accept God's hand, accept what is already placed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, try to run away from stuff. Go straight, head towards it, because I'm going to meet God there.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, okay.
But you know why you didn't get the Mercedes, though, right?
Yes, I do. I know. Mm-hmm.
What? Why didn't you get the Mercedes?
We know. All right.
No, this. Well,
Mom.
Okay. This is from a parent's part of view. Parents should
Mom,
never put
if
kids.
Mom, she don't want to go there.
Okay. Well, I'm not going the way that she want. Don't want me to go. We want our kids to have the best. We want them to do this. But as a parent who's trying to teach their kids, I grew up, we drove buckets first, which was not a nice car. Okay? We drove little Pincos or Hyundais or, you know, those were our first cars, because guess what? We're not going to take care of it the way we should take care of them. First cars. If anybody ever took care of their first cars, then that's more power to you. But from my experience and from what I've seen growing up, we didn't take care of our cars very well. Not the first car. You have to have that first experience about driving the car, and you can go wherever you want to go without asking nobody for it to break down or it get taken away from you for you to appreciate the second one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I was going to say about the car. So, yeah.
Okay.
But when I say God is good, He is wonderful.
I was going to say real quick that after that ties into you saying earlier how you, you know, walking in obedience. If God says left, go on left. If He says right, go right. I forgot how you said it. You said something about yes and no or something like that. But, you know, walking in obedience, like when you're walking in your path and where God wants you to be, that's where you're going to get your blessings. That's where your breadcrumbs are at, is in your path, in your lane that God has for you. That's where you're going to find what He has for you. So, like, even what you said, if God is going to meet you there, I love that you said that, because it just goes into how He's omnipresent, how He's holding your hand at the place that you're at right now, but you also at the finish line waiting on me too, you know, like He's omnipresent. So that's just He blesses His children. So a blessing in your obedience and Him encouraging you, keep going, my daughter, you know, keep going. I got so much in store for you. I have so much ahead for you. Keep going.
Yes.
Oh, wait, one more thing. And yes, I love that you were saying, like, you know, He's right there saying keep going. And also another thing that brings me joy, and I know it's my passion, where I can deliver to people from, is my music, and I think it is shows, and it's good. I got a show tomorrow. I got to get my set ready tonight.
Okay, amen. Well, I just want to say this. God is real. If you want to get to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and find out if He's real or not, because He's real. He's real to me. He's real to my family. And trust me, if you just let Him in, accept Him as your personal Savior. He wants to give you good things. He wants you to be happy. He wants you. That's His pleasure.
This is God's pleasure. It's like any good father. Any good father wants their child to, you know, to have, to do, to be. That's my daddy. That's my daddy. And I don't mind sharing him. I don't mind sharing him because he has enough love for everybody. He loved each and every one. That he died. He gave his only begotten son for us to die on that cross. And I'm going to read Romans 10:9-10. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's all you got to do. Is confess with your mouth and believe. Just believe in your heart that he died for us in our mess. You heard, I mean, we're tested all the time. But guess what? We can go through that test because guess what? We're going to win every time. We're going to pass the test. Mm-hmm. We're going to pass the test. Like Vanessa said, it's just like Pac-Man. Look, if you want to stay on the same level of Pac-Man, your whole entire life, that's you. But I want to go each, look, when I win that first level, I want to go to the next one. Or what's that, Super Mario Brothers. I want to see what else is behind the door. And one day you gonna, one of them doors is going to be his face. And I want him to say, come on in, my good and faithful servant. Job well done. And if you want that today, I ask you, I beg you, repeat after me, Lord, I am sorry. I am a sinner. Forgive me for anything I may have said, done, thought, heard, or felt. Lord, come into my heart. I believe that your son, Jesus Christ, died for my sin. And I believe that he rose again for me. Lord, come into my heart. Show me, lead me, guide me. Put people in my path that's going to help me and not hinder. Touch people's hearts that can make decisions on my behalf. Show me a good church like you did Gigi, like you did Miss Ricky, Miss Bluette, whatever you want to call me. Show me a church so I can get in, a good Bible-teaching church like you did Ricky. I know you love me just as much as you love her because your word said it. Lord, I thank you for showing me, teaching me, guiding me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I understand God. I hope that you received God's invitation. I'm telling you, God is so real. He's so intentional. He wants what's best for us. And he's not going to leave us lacking nothing. Mm-hmm. Get into a good Bible teaching church, you know, that's teaching the word, not one that's beating you over the head, but one that's going to show you and teach you God, the principles, back to the basics on love and loving ourselves. First, loving him. And falling in love, Mother Long used to sing, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing ever done. Fall in love with him. Get in his word. Read what his principles are. No, start with his promises. How about that? Start with his promises. Google it. What are God's promises? Start with those. It'll put a smile on your face. God loves me this much, okay? And be in good health as your soul prospers. Feed your soul. Feed your spirit, man, the word of God. So if he maketh you lie down in the green pastures, you can remember the words that you read and call them out for your healing like I had to do today. Get in his word. So you'll know the will that he has for your life and pray that his will be done in your life. Amen.
Amen.
What do y'all want to pray? You want to put
the prayer? I'll pray.
Okay.
Father God, thank you for this word tonight, God. Thank you for touching our hearts with whatever word you gave us to speak tonight, God. I pray that everybody listening was able to plant a seed in good soil tonight, God. I pray that we water that soil, God. I pray that we look to you for our strength, look to you for our nourishment, look to you for whatever we need in order to be fruitful, God. And I pray that when we are fruitful, we multiply and we spread your word to other people, God. We spread your love to other people, God, and we continue to radiate the love of Christ. I thank you. I praise you for being consistent, for being good, for being amazing. I love you. I thank you. And I praise you. And I pray we all go ye and teach all nations about you, God, and bring people closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good night.